Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Hilchas Tefillin, the laws of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Mezuzah, B'Sefer Torah, and the Torah scroll, known as Stam, which is the acronym of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, which is the third out of the six halachas in the Sefer of the Book of Love, which Yesh Bechlon Chomesh Mitzvah Sasei. In the category, there's five positive commandments, B'Zeh Prat, and these are the specifics. Aleph number one, Li is Tefillin al Reish. One should have Tefillin on their head. Phase number two, L'kash, L'kash Maliyad, to tie them on the arm. Gimel number three, L'kvoy Mezuzah B'Pesach Hashem, to attach a mezuzah on the opening of the gates. Down number four, lichtiv kol ish, that every single man should write sefer Torah la'atzmai, Torah scroll for himself. And then number five, lichtiv hamelech sefer sheni la'atzmai, the king should write a second scroll for himself. They say yilo shnei sefer Torah, that he should have two Torah scrolls. Ubeir kol mitzvahs elu, in the explanation of these, all these mitzvahs, these five mitzvahs, abeprokem elu, are in these chapters where there are 10 chapters. First one, this one is the general rules regarding the writing. Perek Beis Tadal discusses the halachas of Tefillin. Hey and Vav discuss the halachas of Mezuzah. And Zayin Toyud discusses the halachas of the Sefer Torah. And then we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses the general rules regarding the writing of the Stam, of the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs. The Rambam gives a halacha regarding the qualification of Tefillin and Mezuzah. Arba Parshas Elu. These four parshias, Shehein, which are Kaddish Li, since Shemayis Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph Toyud, Voikibiyacha Hashem, which is in Shemayis Perek Yud Aleph and Tezayin, which as the Rambam explains, should be Sefer of Eilei Shemayis, which these are in the Sefer of Shemayis, which although generally doesn't tell us, but just not to confuse with another Bahoy Kiviyacha, which in Sefer Devarim, he tells that these two are in Sefer Shemayis. Those are two parashas. The Shema, the third parasha of Shema, and Bahoy Shemayah, the fourth parasha, which is Bahoy Shemayah. Hein Shenechtavis Befnei Atzman. They're written by themselves, U'mechabenois Ba'ar, and you cover it over with a piece of leather, meaning of the skin. And in the Quran Tefillin, they're called Tefillin, and they're put on the head, and they're also tied onto the arm. Now even the tip of one of the letters of these four parashias, Arma'akabas Kulam Atara, holds back the validity of all of the other letters biblically, until they're all written complete as they are supposed to be. Halacha Beis. That's regarding the tefillin. So it's regarding the two parashias in the mezuzah. Shehein, which is only half, you don't have Kaddish and Bahay Kibiyachet, Shema Baim Shemaya, which are the basic tenets of Judaism. Afalo Eis Achas, Mishteh Parashas, even one letter from the two parashas, Mchasa Kaitzev, it's missing the point of a Yud, Ma'akim and a Torah, it holds back the validity from the Torah law. Achi Yushtein, Nechtav Eshlim, until the two parashas are written complete. And Mechain Seva Torah, it's a Torah scroll. Shachas, Afalo Eis Achas, is missing even one letter from the whole Torah scroll, Pasul is going to be invalid. Halacha Gimel. There are 10 things by the halachas of Tefillin. They are all halacha, that tradition from Moshe from Sinai. And they're all critical. If you change any one of them, the Tefillin are going to be invalid. Two of them, of these 10, are in the writing. And 8 of them are in the covering, and the tying of the straps. And what are the two regarding the writing? One is shekaisin leisim midyoy, that you have to write it with ink and not some other dyes, as Rambam is going to say halacha hey. And v'shiyin nechtav and alkav should be written on klav, which is parchment, which, as we'll explain exactly how that is produced. Halacha dal, regarding the first one, regarding preparing the dye. So kitzim meis adiyah, what's this action of the dye that you're saying is critical? So mekabes in the ashen, you gather the smoke, shel shmonim, of oils, or shel zephis, or of tar, or shel java, or of wax, but kizmo, simple types of things. But good nice, and then you knead it. You go and you smush it, bisrafa ilon, with the sap of a tree. Uvmat devash, with a little honey. But you make it very moist. The dachan isai, and then you grind it, you crush it. Actually, asr to kikin, until you make it, you smash it, you make it thin. Actually, asr to kikin, until you make it into these thin cakes, and they dry it. And what's nice, and then they put it away. So that's how they make the ink. Now, when it comes time to write, you can write with a cake. So then you soak it into golna juice, something like that, and then you write with that ink. What we describe, if you're going to try to erase it, it could be erased. And that is the ink that is the ideal mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs, Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Now, if you wrote any one of these three of Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs, the Me'afza, with the Golna juice, or the Kankantim, which is the copper when it's rust, called vitriol. So imid ve'ina nimchak, where that actually remains and doesn't get totally erased, k'shem, that is valid after the fact. But initially, one should only write with something that could be erased. Halachay, so imkin, if that's the case, ma miyata halacha shenemel l'meshem v'sinai. So what was excluded from halacha meshem v'sinai? Shiksum b'dyoy, they should write with ink. If you tell me that it doesn't have to be ink, it could be gold nedrus, it could be vitriol. So it is. It's l'mayit shar menitzabayin. What's critical, and if not, it'll be possible, it excludes all other types of dyes. For example, ha'adoyim, bayarik, red and green, ukiyitzbim, some types of things. Shem kasav esvar ma'tfilm ma'mezuzas. He writes, sevetari tfilm ma'mezuzas. Afilo oisachas. Even one letter, b'shar menitzabayin, with other dyes, other colors, abizal, but with gold, hadeil psum, it's going to be invalid. Lachavav, now regarding the appropriate types of hides, which are the papers from the animal skin, and regarding its preparation. So Shlisha Eidosim, there's three types of skin, of elements of hide, which are Gvil, Uklof, V'dechsustus. Ketzer, how so? So Loichinor Behemah, you take the skin of the animal, Loichai, or wild animal, Umavira Nasir Memen Etchila. First, you take off all the hair from the skin. V'achach Melchon Nasir Memelch, then you salt it with salt. V'achach Ma'ab Nasir Bekemach, then you process it with flour. V'achach Ba'avtza, then with resin. Okay, it's by or similar things, midvarim shemachavtsin, sorry, that they constrict the skin, umachaskinus, and they makes it hard. But that's called gvil. If you take the hide, you take the hair, and you do all the processing, that's called gvil. Alachazai. Now, vimlokacho or achar shavirus are. If you take this skin after you move the hair, and then vichilko oyser ba'ovir l'shnaim, then you actually split the thickness of the skin into two, kamesh abdon oysen, like the tanners, like those who process that they do, achishne oyser, until it's like two hides, two skins, echad dak, one is thin, shu shememul haseo, that's on the side of where the hair is. Echad one's thick, vu shememul abosa, that's the side of the skin that was on the side of where the flesh is. V'ibdoi sebemelech, and then they process it with salt, v'akach bekemech, and then with flour, v'akach be'avtza, and then with this resin, okay, similar or similar types of things. Zeh hachelik shememul haseo. So the part that was facing to the here, the thin one, nikr cloth, is called parchment. V'zer shememul habasar nikr, and the one that was towards the part where the flesh is called duch sustus, because actually duch means place, and sustus in the lashon of modai is actually flesh. So where the place of the flesh is, that's that part which was split close to that part is called duch sustus. Halacha chas. So halacha meishem m'sinai. The halacha from tradition from meishem m'sinai is she yikaisin sevetari al hagvil. Torah scroll should be written on gvil, which we said gvil is when it's not split, but it goes through the procedure that we mentioned. And with kaisim of mokum haseir, you write in the place of where the hair was, the outer part, because that's the part that processed the best and it's easiest to write. Now, that's one. That's what we're going to say with Torah. But should kaisim ha-tfilin al-klof. Should write tfilin on klof, which we say klof is when it's split into two and it's the outer part. But with kaisim of mokum ha-basi, you write the part that was facing towards the flesh, really, really towards the l'chsustus, but the inner part. And, number three, v'shir k'isin ha-mezuzu av d'chsustus. So, sevetar with the gvil, which is when it's not split into two, tefillin on the cloth, which is the outer one, but in the inner part of it, and she write mezuzah on d'chsustus, which is the lower one, but v'k'isin makam I say, you write in the place of where the hair is, meaning towards the outer part of the d'chsustus. Now, v'chol ha-k'isin al cloth. Whoever writes on parchment, b'makom seir, on the outer part. Or he writes on gvil, which is the one for the Sefer Torah, or dechsustus, which is the mezuzah one. B'makom baser, towards the part of where the flesh is, the inner part, it's possible it's invalid. Halacha test. Now, Avot Pishar Kachi Halacha L'Mesh M'Sinai, although this is the halacha, tradition of Mesh M'Sinai, im kosev Sefer Torah al klaf. If you write Sefer Torah not on gvil, rather you split into two and you took the outer one and you ran in klaf, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Because we didn't say that Sefer Torah has to have gvil, that's only coming to exclude. If you split into two and use the inner one, Shem Kosev Lava Sefer, you write the Sefer Torah on that, Pasul is going to be invalid. V'chein Mekosev Esa Mezuzah, so to be wrote the Mezuzah al ha-klaf, on the parchment, which is the outer one, oil gvil on gvil, it's actually kosher. Lo'im al-duchsustas, they didn't say that Mezuzah should be on duchsustas, el la-mitzvah, only for the ideal mitzvah, but Mezuzah actually is kosher even if it's on gvil or on klaf. Halacha Yud, increase in svarim and tefillin mezuzas. You don't write these stam, as it's called. Al gabi oyer behemet tmeya, on the skin of a non-kosher animal, or va'oyv v'chayi tmeim, or on a non-kosher bird, or wild animal. Because the pasuk is l'matir tezashem beficha, means what's mutter beficha, and these are non-kosher, so it's forbidden to be eaten. Avol kaisim al gabi oyer behemet v'chayi v'oyv, but you could write on the skin, the parchment, of a domestic animal, wild animal, bird, toim that are kosher, but from the veils of trefish, and even if they weren't properly slaughtered or they had a moral defect, because although you can't eat it, it's still from the species that's permitted. Now, ve'inkrisin al gabe or hadog ta hatar, you cannot write on the skin of even a kosher fish, nehazuma, because of the filth, she'nazuma paisekes bibuddi, because the smell is not removed even when you process it, and that's not appropriate for the to write on. Alachid Aleph, regarding the processing of the skin, which we mentioned, has to be done what's called lishma, for the sake of this holy article. Gvil shol sefer Torah. The gvil of a sefer Torah, as we described it, the process, it wasn't split into two, or klav shel tefillin, the parchment tefillin, which is the outer one, or shel sefer Torah, or sefer Torah, like we said, that if you use it for, you use the klav for sefer Torah. Tzorich l'abad oisim lishma. You have to process them for the sake of this holy item. The ibdim shaloi lishma, if you process not for the sake of this holy item, so it's invalid, you can't use it for the stam. The vigor of ibdim hagoi, if a non-Jew processes it, so it's going to be invalid. Because Ava Bishamanu Loi Lagoi, even though we told the non-Jew La'abit or Zel Hashem Sefer or Hashem Tefillin to process it for the purposes of the skin being for the Sefer Torah for the Tefillin, Psulim is invalid. Why? Shagoy Al Das Asam Huaisa, because the Gentile does it for his own purposes. Loi Al Das Asecher Oisa, not for the one that's hiring him. Lafikir, therefore, Kol Davar Shetzarich Ma'aseh Lishma, anything that has to be done for the sake of this holy item, Imaso Agoy, if a Gentile does it, Pasos can be invalid. Mezuzah now, regarding the mezuzah scroll in the Tzrich HaBadah Lishma, that does not have to be processed for the sake of being a mezuzah. Halacha Beis, regarding the halacha of writing with sirtut, with ruling the parchment, and regarding writing it by heart. Halacha Mishnah Mesina, halacha from Mishnah Mesina, she'in kaysen sefer Torah b'le mezuzah, you don't write sefer Torah or mezuzah, ele b'sirtut, which is that you take a knife, and you make straight lines so that the writing should be beautiful and straight. But tefillin, ain't a tzrichin l'sirta, doesn't need sirta l'fishay mechubim, because anyways it's covered. Umutu lichtiv tefillin mezuzah shleimah like sabi. You're allowed to write tefillin and mezuzah, not from writing it, from copying it from something else in front of you that's written. Shakol gerson parashas, because everyone knows, are well versed in these parashas. Everyone says Shema, Mayim Shema their whole life. Aval sefer Torah, but regarding a sefer Torah, also lichtiv afilo isachah shleimah ksav, it's forbidden to write even one letter, not from the writing of another Sefer Torah, or from the writing that you're seeing, to know what you're writing, that you don't make a mistake. Halacha Gimel, regarding the invalidation of the one who's writing the stam, and regarding the type of skin, the type of hide that's being used, the type of leather. Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, these, what we call stam, again, as an acronym for these three types, Shekstav Min, which was written by a heretic, Yisod Efer should be burnt, because he doesn't believe in the sanctity of God's name, and if that's the case, so then it's not sanctified, and one should actually burn it, because we shouldn't leave any remembrance of the heretics and not for the things that they do. It has no holiness whatsoever. Now, some guy, if a Gentile writes, so that Yisrael Meshumet or a renegade Jew, a moister or someone that's an informant, Biyat Anas, and he gives over the Jewish people's monies to difficult people, a Eved, a Isha, a cotton, or a slave, or a woman, or a minor, Hadeel Psulim, to write the Stam through these individuals is invalid. But it shouldn't be burned. Buganezer should be hidden away. Shemek says in the Pasig, in the Varm, Ukshartim Uksaftim. You should tie it on and you should write them. Which teaches us, Kol Shemuzal Kshir, whoever is warned that they should do the mitzvah of tying, Umamimba, and believes in it, who should Kaisiv should write. Well, that excludes a woman and a slave and a child that they're not commanded in. That also excludes those individuals who don't believe in these things, that they're not able to do Ksiva because they don't do the Kshir. Now, Nimtu Biyad Min, let's say you find one of these holy writings in the hand of a heretic. If any day makes somebody doesn't know who wrote it, Yigenezer should be hidden away. But in contrast, Nim to be at Goy, if it was found in the hand of a Gentile, Sharon, they're actually valid, because generally a Gentile doesn't know how to write it, and we would presume that he bought it from a Jew. Now, but the Ein Lichin Svarim Tefillin Mezuzahs Min HaGoyim, we don't buy the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs from Gentile, B'yoyis Al Demeim, more than what their value is, so you could buy, if they have it, you could presume it's okay, but don't spend more, because we don't want them to get accustomed to stealing and robbing from Jews to get these Judaic items to then resell to the Jews. If one of these three were written on the skin of an animal, or that was not kosher, or on the skins that were not processed, or if it wasn't processed for the sake of this holy item, I really assume they're going to be invalid. Lachat Zvav, regarding the intent, the focus, when one is writing God's name. Someone writes one of these things, During the writing, he did not have intent, which you have to have in mind that you're writing God's name for the sanctity of his name. And therefore he wrote one of God's names, not for its sake. It's going to be invalid. If someone writes the name of Hashem, even the Jewish king is greeting him, he shouldn't respond, so he shouldn't get distracted, and he won't have in mind, and it's going to invalidate it. But if he's writing, let's say, a verse that has two or three of God's names, he's a mafsik beinehim umeshav. He could stop in middle and respond, and then continue with the next name of Hashem. Someone dips in the quill, lichtav es Hashem, into the ink to then write God's name. He shouldn't start with the letter of God's name, because generally when one dips the quill into the ink in one shot, it's a lot of ink and it might fall on God's name. He's going to have to erase, which is inappropriate. He starts from the letter right before God's name. Now, let's say he forgot to write entirely God's name that was supposed to be there in the pasuk. He could suspend it between the lines. But to have part of God's name in the line and part of it suspended, that's possible, that's invalid. But a b'sharat, if it's regarding all of the words, imshacha, if he forgets, he could write some of the word in the line, and some of it suspended above. Now, when we say this, this is all by the Torah scroll. A mezuzah tefillin, in Torah mehmefeloisach, you cannot suspend even one letter. Elim shachach, afeloisach, but if that rather by mezuzah and tefillin, if you forgot even one letter, goynez masha kasab, he has to hide, conceal, bury what he had written. Because by tefillin mezuzah specifically it says v'hayu hadvarim. Hayu connotes b'habayasin, which means in the way that the order is supposed to be. You can't do this suspending, which is going to be out of order because you already wrote the next words. Rather, you have to hide what you wrote because of achares, and you have to write a new one. And consciousness of Sefer Torah does not have that limitation. Now, in general, you're allowed to write God's name on the place where you had dry ink that was dried up and you scraped it off, or the place where you erased the wet ink. But kulan, regarding any one of these three, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Halachic Zion, regarding the honor given to the parchment, and regarding the trustworthiness of the scribe. Those who write stam, aslam lahapach hayadi al panel. You're not allowed to turn the parchment over on its face, like in the way of protecting the writing, that no dust should get on it, because it's disgraceful. Rather, what you do is you cover it with a garment, a kevel, or you fold it, but you don't turn it up on its face. One of these three, sha'amah sefer, that the scribe said, after he had already given it off to the buyer, he says, you know, I didn't write God's names for the sake of the holiness of his name. Inim lepasim, he's not believed to invalidate it, because maybe his intention is just to provoke the buyer. He's actually believed to lose all his wages, because according to his words, it wasn't written for the lishma, and any sefer that the God's names were not written lishma is not worth anything to its owner. So he's actually not believed to invalidate it, but he actually is believed to now not be able to get paid. Now the question is, if he's believed to not get paid, then why is it not believed to also say that it's invalid? Because Shemli in this government, it'll have to sell a kef, because maybe his intention is only to cause a loss for the buyer, or for the one that hired him. Now, the reason is because Vidayma, he imagined, he's making a mistake. He thinks he's only going to lose regarding what he's saying. I mean, he's getting paid to do it lishma. He doesn't realize that he's going to lose all his wages because of the fact that he didn't write only God's names lishma. So because of that, he's not believed. But Lafika Livrim Amaf, he says, Sefer Torah Zeh Oitfilin Elu. If he says, we're going to the whole Torah school, all the Tefillin, that let's say, Oirishalem Ein Mabon Lishma. He said, the whole skin, the whole parchment was not a process Lishma. There, Mitech Shem Nemel Havs Eschar, there, since we're believing him to lose his wages, Nemel Apostle, he is believed to invalidate, because Shabri HaKol Yoidim, everyone knows, Shem Ein Oiris Mabon Lishma, that if you didn't process the skin for its sake, that ain't sachal leklal, that he's not going to get any wages at all, and he knows he's going to lose all his wages, and therefore, obviously, his intention is not only to provoke the buyer, because it's not just to provoke, he knows he's going to lose the wages. There he thought he's not. There he thought he's going to get his wages. But if he's invalidating it, which ultimately he's doing, so then you're going to lose your wage, but you're not believed to say it's invalid, because obviously it could be you're only trying to provoke. Here, you know you're going to lose, so what's your point? Obviously, then we would believe you also that it was invalid. Halacha test regarding the form of the writing. In case until mezuzah, you don't write tefillin or mezuzahs el b'ksav ashudi, with the script that Sefer Torah was given to the Jewish people, which is called ashudi from the word of oisher, which is the most beautiful of them all. But regarding a Sefer Torah, is permitted lichtav af b'yavani b'lvad, only also just the Greek lettering. But says the Rambam, k'ran shtaka yavani min ha'olam, the Greek lettering has already been submerged from the whole world. But nishtavish v'abed, it's been distorted, it's been lost. Now, therefore, all these three you cannot write. El Ashur is only in the Assyrian script because no one knows the appropriate Greek. And you have to be careful when you're writing it, that no letter touches another one. Because any letter that you don't have the parchment surrounding it from all four sides, rather, let's say, because it's touching another letter, then pasul is going to be invalid. Now, any letter that a child that that's not too smart, but it's not a fool, that's a little child that knows his alphabet, if he cannot be yochel kreisiv, if he cannot read it and recognize it for what it is, pasul, it's invalid. The figure, therefore, tzarech lizar, but through his eyes, one has to be careful, and he's writing it in the form of the letters. If the vav is too small, then the leg is too small, looks like a yod. And also, vav liyod, that a vav shouldn't be like a yod shouldn't be too long, like a vav. V'lechaf lebeis, if you don't make the bottom of the beis long enough, or you make it small, or the chaf has a protruding in the back, the chaf shouldn't look like a beis. The beis shouldn't look like a chaf. Dal and resh are very similar. Just the dal has a little bit sticking out on the top, right? You shouldn't make a dal like a resh. Resh dalas, or not a resh like a dal. But chaykeitz was anything similar like this. A shiur its color could have been rather whoever reads it should be able to flow easy. Because if not, that might be invalidation of that letter, and then the whole sefer Torah. Lacha chaf. Ursha hayunakov. If the skin had a hole. So loyichta b'gam einekiv, you cannot write on the hole, because it says uchsaf tam, which we read as ksiva tam, a whole writing. The letter has to be whole and not interrupted in the hole. Now b'chol nekiv shadyo yaver eslov. Now, but if there's a hole that the ink could go over it, then einekiv, it's not considered as a hole. Umutal lichta b'lov, and you can write on it. The vigor, therefore, mutal lichta b'gam or ha'oyv shem esabed, you can write therefore on the skin of a bird that was processed, because the holes are very thin and small and doesn't interrupt the writing. Now, nikava or acha shenechtav. Let's say the parchment got a hole after it was written. So it depends. Im nikiv b'toicha is if it's actually in middle of the letter, meaning in the clear part of the parchment that's in the inside of the letter that nothing is written on. Okay, for example, toich hay. A hay has an empty space in the middle, like toich mem or middle of an endemem, which has a empty space. Or b'chem mishari, so there's any other letters like that. Kasher is going to be valid because the letter is intact. But let's say the hole is in the thigh, the leg of the letter. Ashenivska, until it separates the top part and the bottom part, so it depends. In the shtarimimena, if it remains from the upper part, which is still with the primary letter, that above the hole, is katana, the measurement of a small letter, which refers to the letter yud, if that's how much of the leg you still have, of the upper part, kasher can be kasher. But who, as long as shalitin molisaches, as long as it doesn't now look like a different letter, because if it looks like a different letter, that itself would be a problem. And ve'imloy nishtar v'minim lois katan, if you don't have remaining from the leg of that letter, we have many letters of endochav or kuf. You have many letters that have legs. If you don't have remaining the amount of a small letter, meaning the amount of a yud on the upper above the hole that's separating the upper and the lower parts, well then psula, that would invalidate that letter.